This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, sorry about that. I was outside talking to Ryan Buckley, resident Dodger fan here. Ryan Buckley, he's from LA, right?
You're just gonna piss off every baseball fan in this.
Oh
office,
well, why not? Why not? Except for Rob, like nothing's near Kansas.
Coming from the guy who literally switched teams two,
what?
Three seasons ago.
Nah, that never happened.
And then
dude.
Switched back.
Nah, Indians for life. Tribe for life, dude.
You know, I just connected that dot. I'm like, you know, for someone to be calling someone in this office a fan of another team after switching teams, like a 7-year-old.
No.
And or Jason Swigard.
No. Swag's still a Dodger.
That's ridiculous, the fact that there are two grown men at 1080 The Fan that switch teams.
Hey, but I...
After the age of...
But I understood 30. The errors of my ways and went back.
You do get some credit for that.
Thank you.
Jason Swigard leaving the Cowboys for the Chargers of all teams, which is essentially the
AFC version of the Cowboys.
I mean, dear God.
I know. I understood. And I understood my errors in like 6 months. Like, I figured it out. All right. I went back. I'm back to my homies.
Yeah,
I'm going to go buy a new hat.
Yes, wait, yeah, a Cincinnati Reds hat.
I think it's just hard to be a fan in the Pacific Northwest. We got to find teams to root for because there's no actual winners here besides maybe the Duckies.
All right. This is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our great friend over there who pushes buttons, Jordan Schultz.
Loved pushing buttons ever since I was a kid, apparently. So my grandparents told me. All right, guys. Let's start with Kyle Tucker. He is the first subject of...
Love Kyle Tucker.
I know, right? Of our Fair or Foul questions tonight. Obviously, new Cubs outfielder getting traded, surprisingly, from the Astros
still
to Chicago
in the
outfield. I know, it was pretty crazy, but hey, I'm going with Occam's Razor, and for some reason, Houston wanted Kyle Tucker and wanted Alex Bregman out of their clubhouse, out of their locker room.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We're probably going to hear about it like in a book or like an article in The Athletic with Ken Rosenthal, down the road.
I don't really read sports books, but I'm going to read that one.
Right? It's, yeah, because the whole sign-stealing thing was fascinating to me, but then the crumbling of that locker room, frankly, would be even more fascinating. But in that, we see Kyle Tucker surprisingly on a new team. Now, he will be a free agent coming up here this offseason, so that might have been a reason that Houston was trying to get rid of him, maybe get some value for him now. He's hit 125 home runs, 417 ribbies in his career, 274 average. Basically been one of the most consistent outfielders since he got into the game, guys. Fair or foul, Kyle Tucker will be the next $400 million player in Major League Baseball.
I will go first. I will say two words. Short porch. That guy's a Yankee.
Gross.
I think the Yankees took a shot at Soto, and once they realized what that number was, they kind of, and then the Astros trade Kyle Tucker. Tucker is a really above average defender in right field. He's a lefty. He is so consistent. That injury last year was weird. It almost felt like you said, like maybe the Astros didn't want him, so they like held him out longer, maybe, or just let him heal fully so they could get full trade value. I don't understand it, because I think Kyle Tucker is a top five player in baseball. I think it's like it's Shohei, it's Mookie, it's Soto. And then maybe it's Tucker. And then Judge. Like, I might rather have Kyle Tucker than Aaron Judge. Now, the problem in New York, if you sign Kyle Tucker, is Judge plays right. But you can move him to DH because Giancarlo's done.
He's never, anyway, never playing anyways.
Yes. I think Kyle Tucker is going to get $500 million. Fair.
Oh, my God.
He won't get Vladdy money, because I don't think his name is as sexy as Vladdy or Soto. But anybody that watches the game knows Kyle Tucker's a top 10 player in the game, and he's going to get $500 million.
I don't know how many years left of team control arbitration Bobby Witt has for Kansas City.
Bobby Witt already signed a long-term deal with Kansas City.
That's right.
He gave an Acuna, Albies, yeah, Bregman, Julio kind of deal.
Well, as we saw with Manny Machado, those deals can be ripped up.
They can.
And replaced.
Alex Rodriguez has done it. Did it twice.
That was going to be my next, who I thought would be next as far as getting a big-ass contract like that. But, yes, thank you for correcting me. I'm looking at the future free agents. I mean, there's really only one player that stands out to me that could be that next player outside of him, and that's Vlad.
Yep. I mean, Ellie, maybe. But I feel like Cincinnati would be smart and give him a Witt Acuna type deal.
They need to.
Like,
yeah,
lock him up now.
Well, and it's like Kyle Tucker, he's got what? How many years left on his deal?
He's a free agent at the end of the
year. That's yeah, right, because this whole thing was a matter of like, yeah. I think this might be fair. I think this might be fair, especially if he has an MVP-like season and he returns to form, then someone's paying a pretty penny for him. I doubt that he gets anything done in the middle of the season with the Cubs. He's not just going to...
Yeah, the real fair or foul is he re-signs with the Cubs. Fair or foul.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Who's his agent? I don't even know, but they're not going to let him... Like,
I assume it's Scott Boras.
Re-sign with the Cubs without testing the open market.
I will say that his calculated market value, and granted this is before the season has even began, is just shy of $28 million a year.
Oh, really?
So if
I feel
he were
like
to
that'd be a deal.
If he were to sign a seven-year deal... He'd be looking at just south of $200 million.
That's like Julio money. That's not bad.
Like, that feels like such a steal.
But again, this is before the season has happened, right, and right. So if he gets into June, July, and he is on a tear, it's like that is.
I think he's gonna have a great year.
And he's getting closer to 30, so you wonder how long the length of the contract
is. That
would
close
be
to 30?
I thought he was 28.
He's 28.
Yeah. Oh, he's 28.
It's like, so I think it's at least worth the conversation of how long would a team commit to him? Would it be 8 years? Would it be 10 years? But so both of you guys basically say yes, but Vladdy's kind of the other one.
Vladdy's
that's
the
what
big
I was seeing out there too.
Vladdy's 26. Exactly. Vladdy's the big one.
All right. All right, next up, guys, let's talk about some aces. Braves ace Spencer Strider coming back from Tommy John surgery today in his first spring training appearance. He faced 8 batters, struck out 6 of them.
Best mustache in the game.
It kind of looks like your mustache, Patrick, so not too shabby there. Of course, Shohei Ohtani, he has thrown 2 batters, not in a game, but we're hearing about him being ramped up possibly for a May return. Fair or foul, guys? Braves ace Spencer Strider will have a better season than Shohei as they both return from Tommy John surgery.
Pitching,
baby.
Better than Shohei.
Yeah, I'm not counting his hitting.
And who?
Spencer Strider will have a better season than Shohei Ohtani as they come back from Tommy John. Fair or foul?
I'll jump on this. I'll say fair. I think the Dodgers are going to very much slow play. I mean, their starting pitchers get injured all the time, it seems like. And it might be one of those, like, I was proven wrong early in Shohei's career where I was like, dude, we got to stick to one. And then he had a couple magical seasons with the Angels where I'm like, okay, maybe he can do both. It's just having Tommy John, it scares me. It's kind of one of those, like, do you really want to press your luck with a talent like this at the plate at this point after having Tommy John? Do you really need it? You just won a World Series without him pitching. Do you really need him to be one of your starters?
Right.
And have him throwing? Like, to me, I think Strider, he is one of the best pitchers in the game, and the Braves need him to have a great season and bounce back after Tommy John. And I could have sworn, didn't he? It wasn't Tommy John. He had the plate.
It was
put
the
in,
restructural.
Right?
It's like instead of doing the cut and then remake, it's banding the bones around the elbow joint together and then allowing it to naturally heal. I think is what
Tommy
it was.
John light.
Yeah, it's like a new age Tommy John.
But I'm gonna go Strider because also I want to see Strider return to form too. I like him.
I'll take it on the opposite side because I completely agree with you, Joe. Everything you say about that is correct. Shohei could pitch every 7 games for the Dodgers with how loaded they are.
It's true.
So I'm with you on that fair, but I think the other aspect to look at from the Braves side is you've got reigning Cy Young winner in Chris Sale, but who knows if Chris Sale can repeat that, all right? Chris Sale is Hall of Fame talent, but I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. Can he continue what he did last year? That'll get him to Cooperstown, all right? Ronaldo Lopez, okay? Great story last year. Reliever turned starter was really crucial for them until he got hurt at the end of the year. Spencer Schwellenbach. I love Schwellenbach. I love him, love him, love him. I think his stuff is nice. I think he's really, really good. So from a whole staff point of view, you're not leaning on Strider. So that gives him a little bit of wiggle room. If he struggles, that's okay. If you need to sit him for a week or two, that's okay. My biggest concern with Strider, although I do think he is also another dark horse Cy Young candidate in the National League, is what does Spencer Strider look like September 1? Can you still throw him? Is there fatigue? Is that arm tired? Is he getting shelled in August? Do you shut him down for the postseason? And if you do, that's where a guy like Ohtani could really shine. I'll say fair, but to be opposite of Joe, it's not about Shohei pitching every 7 days. It's more about can Strider be the whole season.
All right. Looks like we only have time for 2. We've been talking a lot tonight, so I'll save my Mariners one for next week.
Hey, that's baseball, baby.